there are reports out here, as we know, Bobby Slowick, Clint, they parted ways with him. They're in search for a new offensive coordinator. And now reports are starting to spill out, Clint, about the relationship with Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud. Like, I can understand, like, hey, man, you're Bobby Slowick. 2 years you've been on the job. 1 year, really, really good. The next year, not as good. Still made it to the playoffs. One thing that could quickly get you on the outs is if you have a mix-up or there's an issue with you and the most important person in the organization. And right now, 1A, 1B, it's C.J. Stroud. Him and D'Amico, the two most important people in the organization.
Stroud House.
And now we're getting reports indicating that there were some issues there. This is a report coming. Texans offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud, according to reports, had a heated argument during the pre-draft process, Clint, creating tensions that contributed to Slowick's firing this offseason. Also, Texans quarterback and former Texans offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick reportedly got into an altercation that showed that these two reportedly had to be separated during Stroud's pre-draft visit in Houston.
Oh, my God!
Per ESPN 97.5, Stroud apparently told other teams his meeting with the Texans was, quote, terrible.
Oh, no.
Well, wow. Well,
wow.
Your thoughts, everybody, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Your thoughts on that, Clint? Your thoughts on hearing this? And again, these are reports. This is alleged. There is nothing that you know, obviously that CJ or Bobby have confirmed. But your thoughts when you hear that?
Yeah, look, it makes things make more sense for me. And I'm talking, it starts with football stuff. Like it's when you see a team that week 8 and 9 are still talking about how long and how fluid the situation is of discovering your identity, there's probably at some level of a tug of war in the building. When you have a quarterback and a play caller that just refuse to protect yourself, the quarterback, and refuse to respond to all the pressures that the quarterback's getting by changing your style and doing something different, that screams there's a tug of war in the building. When you see Dalton Schultz in week 4 or 5, whenever they played the Minnesota Vikings, clearly him and Cade Stover clearly have zero business blocking true edge players in the NFL. When you see that same issue pop up in a playoff game, not once, but multiple times in the most important drive of the season, clearly there's some level of a tug of war in the building going on. And so to me, that makes a lot of the football stuff that I watch this year that's so frustrating, that makes a lot of that make sense. The fact that the quarterback went out there and a lot of the times is just completely disregarding the fact that his offensive line is struggling and is looking at mid-range to deep range concepts constantly and holding the football, that screams that guys aren't on the same page. No question about it. We talked about it multiple times. They got a lot of dudes over there in that building, Ron. A lot of consultants. Bill Lazor, I don't know what his position is. I forget what his title is. I would say a consultant that's called plays in the league, been an OC in the league. Obviously, Gerard Johnson, who's been a quarterback in the league and played a lot of football, knows the game well. There's a lot of people in that building over there. It is mind-boggling how bad they were in protection. And I'm not even talking about the mechanics and techniques of protecting. I'm talking about just the ability to go to the line of scrimmage and get a hat on a hat.
Dang it, Bobby.
You know, the ability to go to the line of scrimmage and say, hey, CJ, all these guys that are roaming around over to your left, we got them. You check the guy to the right. If he doesn't come, we got you. We got you protected. Like the very basic protection stuff was blown consistently this year and was made very, 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 very difficult. That to me screams that there's some level of tug of war in the building. And that makes a lot of that football stuff that I watched all year long that would make a lot of it make sense for me, Ron.
Tyler, and I see a lot of people coming in. That's BS. Why are we just now hearing this? If it was a bigger issue, Bobby would have been out of here. I guess it makes sense to why CJ thought the Texans didn't like him on draft day. Shocked, but where there's smoke, there's fire from Clarence Smith on YouTube and Twitch. Tyler, I hear everything Clint is saying. And I think regardless of this report, it looked like there was some people on different pages, right? It looked like by what we saw, but this don't sound nothing like Bobby Slowey. Like we in the reports, it's right. He cussed him smooth out, stood up in the meeting, cussed him. Not when he was a member of the Texans. Prior, hell, Bobby just got this job.
He was a candidate.
Bobby just got the job. Had never called a play. Coming from Kyle Shanahan and that crew, and he stood up and told, "No, shut the F up. This is what we do in the NFL.
Yeah.
This ain't Ohio State no more." Like everything you're saying, hell, we didn't need this to come out to see that there was something. Somebody was off. Of things. We saw a complete shift from last year. Never got. I get that. There is no possible way in hell that would have happened. And we're just now finding out about it after his firing.
Speculate.
That just too many people knew about it. Too many people. The report is saying that he went to the next teams and told them it went terrible. And we wouldn't have heard that. And I will say this also. If Bobby Slowick had the balls, the nuts, to do that on his first day on the job, he'd been there 5 minutes. He had the nerve to do that to the potential franchise that they hadn't even drafted yet. I think we would have seen signs of Bobby Slowick doing some stuff like that in the last 2 years. Have you ever seen Bobby Slowick look like he was even going to flinch to cuss somebody out?
Yeah, I'm following everything you're putting down right now. It's hard for me to...
I'm not saying that the relationship wasn't as peachy keen as maybe they made it seem.